Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome back our guest, Gwen Eyster. We love when you come here, so thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me, always.
And where can people learn anything about you, anything they can look up? Or
you know, I'm on Facebook, and I've got a bunch of balls in the air right now, but that's kind of where I share my information, so Facebook.
Find Gwen on Facebook.
So let's go to our first question, Logan.
Let's go for it. I manage a group of 15 employees. A few months ago, I hired the wife of an old friend. Until now, she has been a great employee, but recently, she and a male coworker have been taking lunches and breaks together in a way that leads me to believe they are flirting or have already crossed the line.
Uh-oh.
Because we have a small group, I worry about how this will affect my team, who know that she's married. I also feel bad for the husband, who is a very caring and kind man.
Of course he's caring and kind, yeah.
As a manager, I don't think I can say anything unless their liaison interferes with their work performance, but I hate to watch this progress and see people hurt. What can I do?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I think he has to talk to them separately. I mean, certainly the woman, I think he has to go talk to her and say, you know, I don't know or care really what's going on, but it looks like something is going on. Uh-huh. So you might want to curb that.
Oh, that won't work. Control yourself. That's what you say. Just control yourself.
Keep it in your pants.
There's only 15 people there. That's not.
Oh, so who cares?
No. That's way too small.
Situation
going
well,
on.
Well, I mean, yeah, you don't. You know, 15 people. Everybody already knows. Well, first of all, this person. It's interesting that the individual says, as a manager, I don't think I can say anything.
It's his friend, right? It's his wife's friend. His friend's wife. He's must have known her for many, many years. And it obviously it's not going to help her professional standing in the company, right? So as you're saying, to address her, to me, makes sense. And I actually think you do it as a boss, but also as a friend. Yeah. That this is not, it's not going to help her professional standing.
Yeah, I definitely think he has to let her know that whatever it is they're doing, it's getting obvious.
Yeah.
So either be more discreet or what Gwen is laughing.
What's this woman thinking is what I can't understand.
She's thinking I want to get some.
This friend of her, she and her husband there.
Yeah.
That it just always blows my mind that she, you know, that is happening, it's not been confirmed, but he strongly believes
when
that.
When hormones are raging, people really turn a blind eye to their own behavior, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of forget.
Well, they must have some kind of strong attraction to one another.
Chemistry.
So, yeah, they have chemistry. So you
company chemistry.
And when it's happening, when it's happening, you know, it's hard to not act on it. It's very hard.
It'll be a new musical next
about
season. Oh, no, wait. That's already this season. It's called Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, I think this is really a hard one. But anyway, he has to do something about that. He has to say something, I think, to her.
Yeah.
And then what about the guy? What do you think? Should he say something? Yeah, why not?
What would he say to the guy?
I wonder if he just mentioned something to the man of this relationship that might not be aware that she's married. Maybe in front of him, he could talk about her husband.
You think anybody cares?
I don't know. At least then you're kind of saying, we're aware what's going on here.
Can't wait to have dinner with Charlie and you and the missus this weekend.
We're such good friends.
How long have you been married? 30 years now? How are the kids?
Right. You can see that.
Who are my godchildren?
Didn't we go to a commitment renewal ceremony the other day?
I mean, you know, at least then you've put out there that you're in a very nice way.
I think
saying,
that's a good idea, Gwen.
the clearing of the throat thing.
The other thing you could do is pour cold water on both of them in front of the staff and see if anyone picks up on the message.
Just make sure she's not wearing white, because that could turn that could turn bad.
You know, the thing is, everybody loves this kind of thing at work, right? It becomes so much entertainment.
Drama is always fun when you're not involved.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you're closely present. Anything in my family that would happen growing up that didn't concern me, I was like, I want popcorn, and I was wide awake. So I would probably be the one to enjoy it because, you know, it didn't
involve
me.
It's true, the staff are enthralled, I'm sure, with that. But the, and the other piece is that, as Kathy mentioned, everyone knows. You think no one knows, and everyone knows.
Everyone knows,
There's probably side bets going on, too, so.
And do we really care about the husband?
It's an old friend.
I said he was a nice guy.
He's kind and caring. Of course, he couldn't be abusive and manipulative. Because every reason of why she
that
would be doing this.
That would change our whole perspective.
Yeah, we'd be like, you go, girl. Jerk. Not this way.
All right, so here's the question. Should he be telling his friend that the wife is cheating? I say no. I just thought I'd throw that
out. No.
Just take care of it in the company. Because it's really, that's all he's doing is protecting, you know.
The company?
The company, yeah.
Well, the other thing is that nothing good,
nothing good comes
very rarely does something good come from telling your, first of all, he has no evidence, right?
No, that's
proof,
true.
So to speak.
What if he does catch them?
He better have a camera. He better whip out his phone and you know, start taking a video.
I hope he has an iPhone or some
and
other.
And don't you have an obligation to tell your friend? If you have proof, it's a big question.
Good
right?
question.
It's hard because, of course, you want your loyalty to be to your friend. I would just do the strong suggesting in front, and if they denied everything and it continued, and especially after that, if you found something out, I would say you've put me in a position where I need to talk to my friend because you've put me in that position. Yeah. I tried to let you know that I was aware and without evidence, it's
hard. This is really tough.
It is, and I think it happens all the time, right? I mean, it's happened with clients that we've worked with.
Oh, I mean, as soon as we go into a company, we can tell who's doing it.
The employees tell us.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Do you know so-and-so sleeping with so-and-so?
Everyone knows that stuff.
Wow, okay.
Because I work from home too much.
And the truth is, even if they're not, people tell those stories. I remember the one company, there were always stories about the women in the company sleeping with people on the board. And I don't know if any of it was ever true, but those kinds of
rumors. That's what they believed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. All right. Anyway, so I think he has to
say something.
Say something. Yeah. Oh, okay. Look, so we have another question to follow
that. Yes, we do. I work in an office with more than 30 employees. 2 weeks ago, an envelope was sent around asking for contributions to give a gift to the president of our company to show our appreciation. I was always taught one never gives up the chain of command. I show my appreciation each day by being a good employee. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong. I never even heard that. Gifting up is bad. What does that mean?
I never heard that either.
Up.
I guess that you would only give to subordinates or to people that are on par with you, but never but I've never heard that
it's
either.
It's like paying it forward. You don't pay it upward.
Well, maybe they think because they earn a lot of money, they earn more than me, I don't have to give up.
Yeah, I detect a slight chip on the shoulder in this statement. No offense to the question asker, but, you know, the point is that this is about showing generosity of spirit, right?
Right.
So you give freely, you receive freely.
Yeah, I mean, if they're passing an envelope around, you probably don't have to put a lot in. You know, it doesn't say how much you have to
take
put
it into the restroom and put in what you want so no one sees.
Take it into the restroom is never a good idea with an envelope. If you run out of paper, you could end up with a bigger gift than you probably want.
God. Why does this envelope smell?
All right, don't take it into the restroom.
I think it's a bad idea too, showing your appreciation. And somebody asked, they're not asking you to buy a gift or buy something. Mm-hmm. They're asking you to just pool your money, probably come up with something that they can, with the money they get, that they can pick something out for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's also showing appreciation, you know, to the people above you who never feel it, by the way. They never feel appreciation from their staff. So there's nothing wrong with this at all.
So we're inviting you to gift up.
Yes.
Give up the fact you don't like to gift up, right?
Yeah.
Get over it and moveon.org.
And if you only prefer gifting down, I will make my address available. And you can send any contributions to me.
There we go.
Problem solved.
Something for everyone.
Well, that's it for this segment. Gwen, everyone can find you on Facebook. So it's Gwen Eyster, E-Y-S-T-E-R, not to be confused with Elster. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Always.
And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.